on the phone this morning, currently in Sydney, I believe, but hailing from Mullumbimba, Newcastle, we've got Steel City Sue. Welcome, Sue.
Hey, Zane. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you. And so you're going on tour and you're heading down this way eventually. Can you tell us a bit about who'll be joining you on stage? What is the vibe like at your gigs? What is your sound? Give us a bit of a...
It's a multi-question. What was the first part of it?
Well, actually, what were you doing last night? Did you kick off your...
Palomino. It's Palomino Lounge in Enmore. It's a Nashville-style bar on Enmore Road, Enmore, Newtown.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, lovely. It was really lovely. It was a whole lot of Newcastle people came out for that, Newcastle diaspora and others. I call it tour in inverted commas, at the Royal Exchange in Newcastle, did a sort of a video of the songs and kind of going to start putting that out a bit. And then we had Southern Sydney Folk Club, was really gorgeous listening crowd. And then the Troubadour Central Coast was really mad. It was like people were mobbing us at the end. It was great. Really connecting with the songs. That was the main thing. Was like even the heaviest song, which is about PFAS contamination. I play fun stuff, but there's also, you know, there's some content in there, and people really were glad to be hearing someone telling local stories, particularly that current PFAS story from Williamtown, Rathbase. So that was particularly good to be connecting with people about real stories. But yeah, we had Palomino Lounge last night. It was really, really fun. And then I'm sort of calling it the national launch in Canberra, Smith's Alternative, on Saturday. I'm going to play with local musician Jack Bradley. She's coming out all solo, so she's going to come with us to Braidwood Folk Club as well on Sunday. But yeah, when we get down to your way, we've got a couple out Geelong way, Medusa Bar on Thursday the 16th, with Sarah Carroll. She's a ballerine legend. And Shannon Bourne, who's just the most fantastic guitar player. So that's a double gig with those guys at Medusa Bar Geelong. And then Friday the 17th, we're at The Door, which is not too far from there, but I think it's a sort of a completely different vibe. It's in Fiennes, and that's also with Sarah Carroll, Shannon Bourne, and Creature Jones is joining that one. I haven't heard her music too much, but I love the name, Creature Jones. And then so we've got a double Saturday the 18th. We've got two dates in Melbourne. We're doing a sort of a one-day tour of Melbourne itself. That's at the Bendigo Hotel Collingwood with Raucus, who of Fuck AI fame, and Emmy Ryan, who's based in Melbourne, folk Americana style musician. But that one is like everyone's got a bit to say. Everyone's got songs that have got a fair bit of commentary, and women, it's sort of very women's based rah. So I'm really looking, and it's in the afternoon.
Women based rah. Like that.
It's a new genre. It's new. You can be home in time for tea, though. It can be for the older people who don't want to be out at night. So that one's an afternoon. I think it's about 2:30. And then on the same night, for the people that do like being late, I'm kind of just having an old time, because apart from singing political-ish sort of songs and content, I also play a whole stack of Appalachian old time. And so we're going to have an old time party at the Lomans that night with Wobbly Boots, old time string band, a bunch of old mates. And we'll probably all pile in together and play some tunes at the end. And then finishing it off up at the Northern, at Castlemaine, at the Northern Arts Hotel with Dan Newsall.
Hey.
Yeah, you know Dan?
Yeah, Ken Ice. He's Earthworker stalwart, and he's put in the hard yards getting the hot water tank factory going out in Morwell over many years.
Oh, really? I've been talking to him about that. Oh, I'm even doubly glad that we're doing a double bill with him. Mm-hmm. He's a beautiful guy, and he's got some great songs to us. In Newcastle a few weeks ago. And actually, we've also got an extra one that's added. We're going to hang around in Melbourne because I need a holiday. And we're playing for the MUA, actually. They've got a campaign which is Clean Up the Strait. Mm-hmm. Skyscraper Stan and the Commission Flat on that one. I think Stan's quite involved in organising it, actually, and it's to clean off the offshore facilities of gas in Bass Strait.
Yeah, right.
I think it's gas. The gas facilities in that, because they just sort of like,
we're done now.
See you later. It's your problem now. And, socialise the losses. So they're trying to make it actually a funded, fully funded, it's MUA and Victorian Trades Hall. Organising that with Friends of the Earth.
Mm.
3, and really looking forward to being on a bill with Skyscraper Stan, bit of a legend. So, but I've got a few ticketed shows to sort of move shift before that one. So let's just focus on the others. So it's a bit of a mission. Like, I haven't been, this is the first trip to Victoria, really, with the Steel City Sewer Act. Really only been getting my little wheels turning again since COVID. I'm not one of those people that was sort of doing live to airs and whatever, what do you call those, internet parties? Those internet parties.
the young folk these days with their internet parties.
I couldn't get motivated with that, so I've finally got a new album, which I recorded with the same people I recorded with my first album. It was in America, but they moved to Wales, so I went to Wales.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, I'm reminded of Duke Ellington's old band up in Newcastle called The Main Guy
the
and
main
the Other
guy
Guys.
The Main Guy and The Other Guys.
So when people go to a Steel City Sue gig, it's not just you, is it?
Oh, no. No, it's me. It's actually, I'm reverting to my old band name. It's Steel City Sue and The Smokestack.
Hey.
They used that for the, for some reason, they dredged that up for the decommissioned gas gig. And I went, I think I might start running with that again. my Smokestack are King Americans, bass player, no Newcastle Conservatorium sort of background. He was in my original act. Very first band version of Steel City Sue. Fantastic guy, really lovely. And Naomi Jones, who's a bit of a superstar on the folk scene right now, she's in pretty much the premier bluegrass act of Australia right now, is the High Street Drifters. They're based in Melbourne. She's not, but they are. She guests with them on fiddle regularly. And she's also got a band based in Newcastle called Midnight Chicken, who are also, taking off, and they've just come back from New Zealand. And
I'm sorry, did you say Midnight Chicken?
Midnight Chicken, yeah.
That is a cool band name.
Yeah. Oh, they're the coolest band. Like, they're really good. I'm just doing everything I can to keep her busy with the Steel City Sue shows and keep hold of her, because she's just, she's amazing. Fantastic fiddle player, but also she's multi-instrumentalist. She plays guitar and banjo, and I've even got her playing melodeon in in my little cutback scar tune in there.
Yeah, sick. Now, we'll get you to introduce the Red Zone in a moment, but just before we do, I just wanted to touch on, you're part of Rising Tide, which hosts the People's Blockade of the world's largest coal port in Mullumbimby, Newcastle, and you've made a pretty serious contribution to at least the last 3 blockades that I'm aware of, but probably a bunch of other...
I've always been on deck in some capacity, but yeah, the last 3 I've been stage manager of the main stage, which has gotten increasingly ambitious and amazing. Green Music Australia sort of partnered with Rising Tide for helping source act, and the acts have just been getting, we've had John Butler, Peter Garrett, this year we had Lime Cordial,
The Herd, Dobby.
Oh, The Herd, of course, Dobby. I mean, Gorridula couldn't make the main stage this year, but Gorridula is just my all-time act of the blue. I think we were sharing
a good of his flows.
Gorridula's mind blowing.
Mm.
Anyway, I have, that's where I could just see. I could see sort of, because I play music and I'm used to dealing with gear. I mean, not necessarily to that level. I have skilled up a bit while I've been doing it, but I could see some core activists of Rising Tide getting all tangled up in backline and just gear specs. And I'm like, okay, you give that to me and you can free up and, organise and get people on the water and do what you do best, and I'll just kind of nut out these stage schedules and liaise with all of the boring techie bits. And that was it's a solid role, and I'm really proud to be able to contribute in that way. The blockade is, it's probably the Rising Tide is, and that crew, the activist crew of Newcastle, is probably one of the reasons I've stayed, really. I just feel like we've got the world's largest coal exporting port, got a real purpose in life, and people are really really challenging that coal's always here and coal will always be here, and it's very staunch, the activist spirit of Newcastle. Right now, it probably always has been, but particularly now with coal and climate change activism, which is also encompassing. I mean, I'm really happy to see the local crew embracing anti-genocide action as well, because it was all part and parcel. Solidarity with Palestine.
Well, that's it. You can't normalise genocide on a warming planet. Yeah. No, it's been bloody good to see that sort of intersectional politics from Rising Tide really solidly supporting, Gaza solidarity.
Now, particular shout out to Zach Schofield, who actually went on the flotilla.
Mm.
Anyway, so you're going to say?
All right, we'll play Payroll a bit later on, which is looking at interesting thing that can happen in Nui, where coal workers interact with climate activists and
can you briefly comment
on that, like, because we talk about just transition, but I mean,
yeah,
you know, this is a bit more of the personal dimension, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say everyone has to get booted out of their jobs right now. I mean, that our movement does advocate for a just transition, not just like an into coal and everyone in it right now. They've got somewhere to land. In fact, I'd say that the climate movement advocates for their new jobs and welfare more than their own unions do. Mm. Anyway, you know, because they're just after the coal jobs that are existing now and acting as if it's all going to go on into perpetuity. We see the mines close all the time and they just get booted out. I suppose they're quite de-unionised as well, so they've got, you know, not too much to say for it at the end of it. But payroll is not, you've got to get off that payroll. It's more just like, righto, you can argue for a just transition, but it doesn't mean you're going to have the hots for someone who's actually working in coal and working in expanding coal. You know, it's sort of a bit of a thrill killer.
So, if you want to be my lover, you got to stop digging coal.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because, I don't know, people outside of Nui don't really encounter that so much, I would say. It will play the title track off the new album, which is kind of this tour is launching. It's called The Red Zone. And can you just tell us a bit about what this song is about? And yeah.
Well, it's been in my head a long time, actually, this song. It's because the PFAS contamination of Williamtown is one of the first, well, it's become quite a lot of points of contamination across Australia.
And just for listeners, Williamtown is an Air Force base.
RAF Base, the Air Force Base north of Newcastle. Department of Defence managed that, or mismanaged that. And so for years and years and years, they were doing, I don't know if there was ever an active fire, but they were spraying this PFAS off. 3M company produces it. They still produce it. It's fire retardant. And, I mean, it's not just in the fire retardant sprays. It's also in Scotchgard, it's in Teflon, it's all through, well, you know, if you can put people, I never do it, but you can put popcorn in the in the microwave, and the bags themselves, they've got fire retardant in them, like PFAS. Fire retardant is nice. So anyway, they've contaminated the hell out of that land, and then all of the seepage just like drifting. I've got the forever poison seeps out of the base along the drains to Stockton Bridge. It all sort of seeps out towards Fullerton Cove and the Hunter River and across people's lands and home. And these people, they had a class action years ago, and they all got, you know, 3/5 of stuff all. So they're pretty much just locked on their land, can't get out of there. As property prices increase everywhere else, there's no sort of equivalent. They can't sell it because no one wants to buy it. Mm. I don't know. You wonder, maybe the next thing might be the Department of Defence might buy them out to make, because that's all getting expanded. I feel like a new album coming on just on this stuff. That's all getting expanded for, Lockheed Martin and all the lads are up there expanding this sort of special militarised precinct up there.
Oh, because Newcastle's going to have a just transition away from coal mining and into weapons manufacturing.
Nailed it. Yeah, that's exactly it. So that's the transition we've got to fight.
They'll just take over the contaminated soil and send the workers to work on PFAS-contaminated land.
Or cap it under 2 metres of concrete, which is just lovely, like they have at the gasworks down at Hamilton. Have you seen the gasworks at Hamilton? Mm. The old gasworks? Anyway, it's really... It's become, when I was writing the song, I just thought, oh, God, I better hurry up and finish this song, because it's going to be one of those issues, like a historic issue sort of thing. But every time you turn around, there's another site that's contaminated with PFAS. Not least there's a site up in the Kimberley. At Catherine, there's a RAF base up there that's got the same issue, and also just a lot of unexplained illnesses. And the main thing, the point of this song is, it's like, don't drink, like there was all these health warnings, don't drink the water and eat the eggs. But in the same breath, they're saying, oh, nothing to see here. It's all right, there's no evidence. And they keep on saying there's no evidence for the cluster of cancer and illness that's been happening up there. And so the federal government, just a few weeks ago, announced they're suing 3M Company for $2 billion in environmental damages. This is one of the few songs I actually did a bit of research on. It looked like 3M Company were phasing out PFAS. They had a sort of a wind down couple of years. Mm. It was all meant to be done by 2030 something. And Trump, of course, ripped up all that legislation. So, you know, you can just pollute your little hearts out these days.
Mm.
Oh, that's how I'm out here.
Well, we should probably give it a spin because we've got a couple of other interviews coming up. But, it's bloody solid work. And
Thanks, Shane.
Yeah, it's been really good to talk to you this morning. And we'll re-announce some of those dates when we do the activist calendar after 8 o'clock. But, Steel City Sue, thanks heaps for having a yarn with us.
Thanks for having me on, Shane.
All right.
Go Swiss here. Yay.
Woo.
And green my radio.
All right. So, yeah, we've been talking to Steel City Sue, and this is... The Red Zone, which Sue just gave a bit of an overview of.